Global commitment to girls and women seems to have reached an unprecedented level, but the most eminent group of persons attending Women Deliver 2016 conference here in Copenhagen believe there is still much to be done to improve the lives of women and children. On the third day of the conference, the UN Secretary General's Special Advocate for Inclusive Finance for Development, Her Majesty Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, and Her Royal Highness Princess Mabel van Oranje, Chairperson of Girls Not Brides, and other luminaries such as President of the World Bank Group, Dr. Jim Yong Kim, all emphasized the importance of investing in girls and women and the critical role data plays in establishing gender equity. Dr. Jim noted there is an undeniable link between investment in women and girls' health and a country's economic growth.
Often if we gave cash directly to men, actually they would spend it on alcohol. In many of the programs in the world, we switched to giving the money to women. And what did we learn? Women spend much more money on children. Educational outcomes are improved. They are much better managers of the money. So giving cash directly to women turns out has been a great strategy. It has, in many places, even stimulated the local economy.
We used to think that investing in healthcare was something that was nice to do, but not directly connected to economic growth. We're saying invest in your children or else your economic future is in doubt.
Across a series of plenaries, speakers proved that women count, and it is time to count them and count them in. Rosemary Gacy, Radio Ghana, Copenhagen.